The views and opinions expressed during this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Cox Media Group, Ohio.
This hour is sponsored by Murphy's Auto Care.
This is WHIO's consumer warrior, Clark Howard.
This is WHIO meteorologist Kirsty Zontini. If weather breaks this hour, we will break it.
And you're listening to an Ask the Expert weekend on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Jan Murphy, along with my husband Dave, and we're the owners of Murphy's Auto Care in Beaver Creek. Dave's an ASC Master Certified for over 40 years, and at Murphy's Auto Care, we service all makes and models. We're open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30 to serve you and your family's vehicle service needs. You can call 426-AUTO or contact us at murphysautocare.com to request an appointment or learn more about us. You can also email Dave at any time, dave@murphysautocare.com. Welcome to the show.
And welcome to the show to you, Jan. Thanks for that great introduction. I always appreciate that. You do such a marvelous job with that. I am Dave Murphy, and yes, I'm also the co-owner of Murphy's Auto Care, along with my wonderful wife, Jan. We are in Beaver Creek and have been out there just being very blessed with a wonderful business and most of all wonderful relationships with all the folks we've worked on their cars for many, many years. So we want to say thank you to them. And of course, thank you to our listeners today for joining us here on Auto Talk. Auto Talk, in case you're new to it and or been a longtime listener, we just like to set the stage for what we do here. We are all about helping you keep your vehicle very safe, keeping it dependable, and saving you money, because quite honestly, when your vehicle is maintained properly, that is what saves you money and allows that vehicle to last for years and years. Right, Jan?
That's right.
Yeah. And we're here. You can also, it's very easy to reach us, and we're always happy to answer questions. If you don't get your question answered just by listening to the show, it's simple. Go to Murphy's Auto Care on our Facebook page, and you can comment there, and we'll respond there. Or you can, as Jan mentioned, you can always reach me at my email, which is dave@murphysautocare, and I look forward to that.
Yeah, it's really nice to get those questions, very interesting questions from all over the place, and it's fun to answer them and help people find what they're looking for.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and I have to say, I'm amazed all the time at how far-reaching this broadcast is.
Yes, I know we had some friends at Indian Lake that came in this week.
Yeah.
And, you know, they listened to the show, and we just love meeting people, and we really love to hear how many listeners are really out there. It's just amazing that, you know, people tune in, and we want to help you keep your vehicle safe and dependable and try to solve some problems for you.
Absolutely. You know, speaking of helping people, I want to take a minute here, and I'd just like to remember someone who has recently passed that was really an amazing part of the WHIO Ask the Expert team for many, many years. I know if you've been a longtime listener, you will remember Greg Suker. Sadly, he has passed recently and has left a big mark on our community. Greg had, we really just want to celebrate his life and his contributions to the Miami Valley. Number one, as an auto service professional, he was a master certified automotive technician for many years, all of his career, quite honestly. Very successful business owner as well of Vandalia Auto Clinic. Vandalia Auto Clinic was there for 33 years and serving the folks in the Vandalia area, and built a lot of great relationships up there with those folks. But most of all, you would know Greg as the voice of Auto Talk. That's right. Greg was the voice of Auto Talk here from Cox Media Studios.
Long time.
26 years.
Yeah, yeah.
That is.
And I know you were a guest on his show many times over the years. He always had some interesting guests. I'm not referring to you, no. but he always really tried to run the whole gamut and have people on, you know, for safety and for learning and just, you know, anything automotive and vehicle related or, you know, car related, all kinds of stuff. So he really, really contributed a lot doing this show for many years. And, you know, our prayers definitely go out to his family.
His family, that's right. He will be missed. But, you know, just real quickly, I'll tell a little bit about the history of my relationship with Greg. I met Greg back when I was actually working as a manufacturer's representative of automotive parts. You know, I don't know if all of you follow us know that. So prior to Jan and I getting into the automotive service business, I was a certified technician. I was a trainer of automotive technicians. as well as representative for a major firm that we built automotive parts, and the company's still in business. But I can remember walking into Greg's business many, many years ago and meeting him, and he was always very welcoming. He was always very interested in the latest technology and quite honestly interested in putting the best parts on his customers' cars because he cared about people. And that's why he did the show and did the show so successfully. So again, want to say thanks to Greg Zucker and to his family and to his many, many years of service here at WHIO.
Yes, in loving memory.
Absolutely. All right, well, moving along today, we've got a lot of things to talk about from in the shop. This is, I'll tell you what, a content-packed show, and we've got a lofty list, but a couple of things I do want to mention. At our business, at Murphy's Auto Care, we're growing, and we are looking for some fantastic individuals. So we have positions as shuttle drivers and also as technicians. So if you are or you know someone who has those skills, has impeccable references, and is very gifted at what they do, along with they live by our basic principle, which is you'll never put money ahead of people, we would love to hear from you or from those folks. So please have them call us at Murphy's Auto Care at 426-2886 or reach out to me personally at dave@murphysautocare.com. We'd love to see you join our team.
Yep, we have a great team. We're very proud of them. And we have a great business. It's been good to us, and we love helping people. And it's time to grow that business and grow that team a little bit, give some others a little relief.
I have to say something. You know, people that are in the service business, service industries, not just automotive service, but any, I think, I know for us, our guiding passion is helping people. You know, and I have to say that to be true about the vast majority of great automotive repair businesses that are in the Miami Valley.
And there are many.
Oh, many, many. And, you know, we will mention their names. And because of my past business history, I got that opportunity to walk into all of these shops over the years, get to know these folks, these families, see how they operate. And so when I recommend someone, I know that to be a shop that I would send my wife to if I wasn't in the business, my children, my mom, anybody, because I know they're trustworthy. And I think that's really, really important because we see it all the time, right, Jen? We see people that come in to try us, they get an oil service done, or they get a tire repaired, and that's how it should work out. You start out with the small services, right?
Well, and really, I mean, a good way these days is to read reviews,
sure.
You know, to check out the automotive shops in your area, read the reviews, and read them all, good, bad, and ugly. Generally, the general repair shops can take care of all of your vehicle needs.
For all brands.
Right, rather than maybe a dealership is only, you know, one dealership, one car, and then the other dealership for the other car, and there's different people there, and you know, we have all of the automotive diagnostic equipment to work on every
make
and model.
Right.
So, you know, our primary service is to just help you and your family get back on the road, get your car back safely so you can be on your way, you know, regardless of what it is.
Yeah. And that truly is the guiding premise, I think, behind all independent automotive repair businesses. You know, there's a lot of great ones, like I said, out there. And
yep.
If you have questions about that, if you're maybe you're new to the Miami Valley for whatever reason, whether you're a college student or you're moving in here, you know, military active duty or whatever it may be, we'd like to talk to you a little bit about finding a great place to get your car service. Because, hey, if you're going to be here a few years, your car is going to need to have some service.
Well, and you want a place that you can call up and get in and depend on, and, you know, they're going to take care of you.
Right.
And it's really not just about the car. It's just about your whole situation.
Well, you have to, there has to be trust. And I think that's the key thing in any business relationship or personal relationship is trust has to be there. So as you mentioned earlier, Jan, you know, a great way to kind of get a feel for the vibe of a business is certainly to check out online reviews, but also to ask folks that you work with, folks that you know are in your community, people that have been here typically know good places to go to, and then go in, you know, maybe check a couple of them out. By all means, you want to do that when you aren't in need of an immediate repair or something. And check them out, get to know the staff, just see how you feel being there. And I think it's important to see what the place looks like, right?
That's right.
Is it clean? Is it kept up? And those types of things. So we just think it's very, very important. And if there's any way we can help you confirm or define what's the right place to take your vehicle in your particular area, check us out online. Give us a call. We're happy to help you with that.
Yep. So let's talk about a few things in the shop this week, Dave.
I'd love to. Batteries, testing, servicing, and replacing batteries. This is something that can be misleading for a lot of folks. And I just want to start off with this, you know, this lead into batteries. Although we all think they're simple, and we've all probably had several batteries, you know, replaced in a few vehicles over the course of our history of driving vehicles. The average person has a vehicle for about 11 to 12 years now. That means they're probably going to have about 3 to 3.5 batteries over the course of that. So, but battery technology has changed. The way batteries are tested has changed quite a bit since I started testing batteries. And the important point here is that not thoroughly understanding how batteries work, where they're located, and how they're recharged can lead people to misdiagnose a battery. And then also, many, many times we see poor or sub-quality batteries being installed in vehicles that they're not designed for.
For example?
Well, for example, many modern vehicles, the type of battery determines, sometimes they are AGM batteries or glass mat batteries, okay? And we're seeing that more and more being used in vehicles because they do have a longer lifespan, they're far more dependable, they tolerate differences in heat and differences in charging rates more. But those batteries can easily cost $300 to $400.
And how long do they last?
Well, a one that's being properly maintained, which means keeping the connections clean, having it serviced properly, even though they're basically maintenance-free, but it's important to make sure that they're charging properly and the good connections are on there. They'll still last in that 6 to 7 year range if you have an AGM battery in your car.
And what years did those start?
Oh, we've seen AGM batteries now for 10 years. Typically in your higher line cars, BMWs, Lexus.
At first,
typically, yeah.
And then now many?
And many, many, many more. I think we're just going to see that roll to AGM batteries. Again, it's very important to take it to someone who's a professional, who understands that technology, who uses the proper test procedure.
So
for
a $79 battery
are gone.
They're kind of, that's kind of by the wayside now, unless you own an older car.
If you own an older vehicle, and we're talking vehicles from the 80s, early 90s, mm-hmm. and on, yeah, you can buy discount battery for it.
They shouldn't be shocked then if they're told a new battery for their year, make, and model is recommended to be that type of battery, and it's going to run.
Yeah, if it's an AGM battery, you're going to be in that $300 to $400, maybe $500 range.
But if they last 6 or 7 years, that's good, because some batteries only used to last 3 or 4. So what is a sign that people could observe that their battery's starting to not maybe need some service or need replaced?
Well, that's a
because many people wait until it lets them down.
Absolutely.
And really, you shouldn't be waiting until your battery lets you down, especially in the cold winter or when your family's coming to town or when you've got that important event to get to or get home from.
All great questions. So unfortunately, modern vehicles, because they're so intuitive, will basically not give you too much warning until the vehicle won't start. So the best way to ward that off is when your vehicle is being serviced is make sure it's being serviced by a professional who is testing the battery every time the vehicle's in for service. And when I say in for service, I mean your standard oil changes, your tire rotations, those things, because you're going to see that a couple times a year now with a modern
that's
vehicle.
That's part of our inspection, the
part
battery
of,
test.
Part of our inspection, that's right. So what you want to keep in mind is that get that vehicle serviced regularly. So can't stress it enough, because those batteries will let you down without a moment's notice, right? So, you know, we're going to continue talking about this a little bit more about batteries, because I think you bring up some great questions, Jan. We do need to run to a quick break, folks, so stick right with us, and we will be right back.
It's an Ask the Experts weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Did you ever wonder how your car feels after an accident?
Oh, my aching fenders.
Does it have a vision problem?
My right headlight is broken.
And maybe it has a pain in its side.
My driver's door has a really big dent.
Your car and your wallet both need Waltz Auto Parts. Waltz carries thousands of parts for vehicles from 97 to 2017. You'll find engines, transmissions, and auto body parts, as well as new and used glass and mirrors. Most parts come from low-mileage vehicles, and all parts come with the peace of mind of Waltz Warranty. All this from a company that's been family-owned and building trust with customers since 1936. You'll save up to 70% compared to new parts prices.
70%? Wow! You'll be able to afford some hot new fuzzy dice to hang from my rearview mirror.
Right. Waltz Auto Parts, 1.5 miles south of I-70 on Route 68. Just take exit 52A and go towards Xenia. Open Monday through Friday, 8 till 5. Check out their inventory of parts at www.waltzauto.com.
Hi, this is Larry Hanskin for Integrity Water Solutions in my Kinetico system. My Kinetico softener I've had for over 10 years. It's still working great. And since it doesn't regenerate in the middle of the night, I always have soft water for my shower no matter how early I wake up. We've also got the Kinetico drinking water system. You know, everything starts with the water, and it's the whole house approach that sets Integrity Water Solutions apart from the rest. Give them a call today at 320-7460, 320-7460, Integrity Water Solutions.
Thanks to you, Ohio's Hospice of Dayton has been delivering the best end-of-life care to our community and grief counseling to our patients and families for nearly 40 years. Your support enables us to celebrate life every day with our patients and families. As your non-for-profit hospice, we rely on your support. Your donation helps people you know and love. To make a tax-deductible contribution or support our mission, visit hospiceofdayton.org today. Thank you.
Looking for a great place to work out? Hi, this is Wesley with Everybody Fitness. And if so, we have an offer that you can't refuse. How about a free 30-day membership? That's right. Try us out free for 30 days with no purchase necessary. Your free trial not only gets you access to all fitness equipment, cardio, and free weights, but also to group fitness classes like Zumba, yoga, body blast, and more. You can even enjoy tanning and free use of our childcare. So don't wait. Stop in one of our 8 convenient locations or check us out online at everybodyfitness.com.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length, and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions, don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dave from Murphy's Auto Care and your host of Auto Talk. I'd like to talk to you about donating your vehicle to the Goodwill Auto Auction GEM Project. Murphy's Auto Care and Toma Body Shop have teamed up to restore 3 vehicles donated to the Goodwill Auto Auction this year. Your donation funds over 40 programs helping more than 20,000 Miami Valley residents become independent. It's also a great tax deduction, and one call is all it takes. To donate, call 228-2886 or go online to goodwilldaytonauto.com.
A cloudy day expected for our Saturday today and chilly as well. Temperatures only reaching 37 for the high. A breeze should gradually calm down as the day goes on. Tonight, we're looking at partly cloudy skies and a low temperature dropping to 27 degrees. Mostly sunny for Sunday with a high temperature lifting to 41. I'm meteorologist Jesse Mag on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
It's an Ask the Experts weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
And thanks for staying with us today on Auto Talk. You're listening to Dave and Jan Murphy every Saturday at noon. And we were just talking batteries right before the break.
Absolutely. We just wanted to kind of wrap that segment up with being aware of the signs of a failing battery. And quite honestly, it's very challenging. Recently, I'd say in the last 5 years, most batteries are going to run right up until the moment they don't run or operate. So the best way to ward that off is to continually have your battery tested with typically a conductance test is what we're going to find. And you'll find that the battery is failing much earlier, and then replace it. Replace it before it lets you down. So the tip there is make sure your vehicle is being serviced a couple of times a year and the battery being tested.
I think that's great information and helpful.
It's just easier. It's
a lot
more
convenient. Don't always think about that. And so, you know, if we can help bring that top of mind, hopefully it'll save somebody from having a dead car.
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah, so, absolutely. So,
all right. Well, I want to take a minute, Dave, and thank our sponsors. We'd like to, they bring Auto Talk to us every week, and without them, this show would not be possible. BG Automotive Products. We use BG Automotive Products every day. And you can use them, too, and drive with confidence. We really appreciate their support.
Yes, we
also
do.
KOI Auto Parts, the professional's choice. And I have to say, KOI Auto Parts, they always take care of us, and they enable us with their good quality parts to have a 3-year, 36,000-mile warranty. So we do appreciate KOI. Also, Mike's Car Wash. You know, I go through Mike's every week or more than once a week.
Yes, you do.
They're open every day from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. They have three convenient locations here in town in the Dayton area. And you can visit mikescarwash.com to see what they have going on and everything that they do. And I can tell you that wash books make great gifts. And I do use those myself. And I give them, you know, to people who wouldn't otherwise maybe try them. But I think regularly scheduled visits to Mike's, it keeps your car clean. I know it makes me have confidence driving down the road, and it keeps the undercarriage clean.
Your car lasts longer when it's clean.
It really does. It
lasts much
longer. So I know Ultimate Wednesday is every Wednesday at Murphy's Auto Care when you schedule online. So if you go to murphysautocare.com and request an appointment for Wednesday, you're going to receive a free wash. It's a $20 value. It's the ultimate wash. To me, that's the only wash. The ultimate wash.
It's the all-over scrub-a-dub.
Yeah. And then we've had the privilege of partnering with Goodwill Auto Auction this year. The auto auction does tremendous things. If you have anything to donate or you know someone, be sure and contact the Goodwill Auto Auction at 228-AUTO. That's 228-2886. Or you can go online at goodwilldaytonauto.com. And, you know, they handle everything for you, the
That's
paperwork.
Right.
They take trains, planes, automobiles, I mean, anything you can imagine. And if you're wanting to, you know, maybe upgrade, or you know someone else who you're trying to help out, and you know, they're getting a new work car or a different form of transportation, or they're not driving anymore, all of the above, you know, please consider donating today. All the funds stay right here in the Dayton area.
Absolutely. You know, it doesn't have to run.
That's right.
It doesn't have to run. Maybe it's a vehicle that you've had in and you've decided you're not going to make the repairs on. Great candidate to go to the Goodwill Auto Auction. What's that phone number again, Jan, for the Goodwill Auto
Auction? That's 228-AUTO. That's 228-2886 or goodwilldaytonauto.com.
Awesome. Give them a call, folks. We'll be right back after this brief break with more of Auto Talk and great tips on how to take care of your vehicle.
It's an Ask the Experts weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
WHIO is Dayton.
And watching all of this from the sky, let's go back to Mark Bowron and the WHIO Air Scouts.
Thanks, Charlie. Not much change since we talked to you last, just a few minutes ago. The fire appears to be burning a little more severe now.
Those call letters are something else. Those are heritage call letters.
When people think of radio, they think of WHIO.
When I was in school growing up in this community, I mean, everybody listened to WHIO and everybody watched WHIO TV.
This has been WHIO as long as I've known it. And I think that because of that, along with the commitment the radio station has made to news, I still teach, and I point to the fact that a lot of stations, most stations, news went out the door years ago. This is a station that takes news seriously.
1290
This is the station Dayton turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. WHIO Dayton Springfield. Your news starts now. Depend on it.
It's 12:30. I'm Dave Daniels with a WHIO news update. Our top story, week two of the partial government shutdown begins with no end in sight.
We've stayed well above the average with temperatures lately, but is that trend going to continue? I'm meteorologist Jesse Magg. Your exclusive WHIO forecast is coming up.
Now WHIO Triple Team Traffic. We are looking at one accident right now. Riverside Drive at East Helena Street. That is in the city of Dayton. Cops and paramedics on the scene there. Our top story in Washington, the partial government shutdown doesn't appear to have an end in sight as the two parties, as well as the president, continue to butt heads over $5 billion for a border wall. The Democrats reportedly making offers, but not offering up money for the wall.
On Twitter, the president threatened to close the U.S.-Mexico border without a wall and cut off aid to Central American countries where migrants have fled.
Fox's Jared Halpern reporting from Capitol Hill. Former Oakwood Safety Director Alex Bebras is now in a Wisconsin jail, all because of a tip from Facebook.
Investigators say they depicted boys and girls roughly ages 12 to 15. Investigators also said in the complaint they found 89 files related to their child porn investigation on Bebras' laptop when they searched his apartment in Wisconsin last week.
WHIO's John Bedell says Oakwood leaders have no reason to suspect Bebras did anything illegal when he was there. In Miamisburg, cops say they had to use a taser on a man that led them on a foot chase. 47-year-old Booker Figgins was arrested after cops responded to a complaint of someone selling drugs on Springboro Pike. When they arrived, Figgins reportedly ran across the road into a Lazy Boy store parking lot. He's facing charges of obstructing official business. And a tsunami hits the Florida Gulf Coast, but it isn't nearly as bad as the monster that recently hit Indonesia, and it wasn't caused by an earthquake or a volcano. Still, it was enough to send beachgoers running for cover.
I just heard someone behind me saying, "Watch out, watch out." It came over everything, and it came so fast, and it just almost pushed us over.
Victoria Mancha, among those running for higher ground in Naples, scientists saying it was a rare meteor tsunami sparked by meteorological conditions. The National Weather Service says a 10-degree temperature drop and a spike in barometric pressure caused the event. Now with the most accurate and dependable forecast, here's Storm Center 7 meteorologist Jesse Mag.
A cloudy day expected for our Saturday today and chilly as well. Temperatures only reaching 37 for the high. A breeze should gradually calm down as the day goes on. Tonight, we're looking at partly cloudy skies and a low temperature dropping to 27 degrees. Mostly sunny for Sunday with a high temperature lifting to 41. I'm meteorologist Jesse Mag on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7. WHIO.
Latest scan of the live Doppler 7 radar. Cloudy skies around the Miami Valley this hour. It's 30 degrees in Troy, 32 in Springfield, and 34 degrees in Dayton at 1233. I'm Dave Daniels, WHIO, continuing news.
Here with Hope for Today, lead pastor of Fairhaven Church, David Smith.
I believe that hope is the fuel that keeps people alive, the thing that gives us direction, energy, and something to keep us moving. Would it surprise you if I told you that there was a way to be sure we can absolutely find hope? We can be absolutely sure beyond a shadow of a doubt. We explore this every week together at Fairhaven Church. As we often say, we want people to find hope. It's not just a catchy phrase. It actually fuels our lives. At Fairhaven Church, we're a different group of people, yet remarkably alike, on a journey with our own stories, brought together by an amazing hope, which we don't have to do anything to earn, but just need to accept. We'd love to have you join us.
Hope for Today with David Smith, lead pastor, with campuses in Centerville, Northmont, and Springboro. For information, visit fairhaven.church. Fairhaven Church. Find hope.
Segmented rates are on the rise. What does this mean for you? If you have a pension, you could be at risk of losing 40, 50, 60, possibly even hundreds of thousands of dollars. Think about what that could do to your retirement. Don't lose a penny of what you've worked so hard for. Mike Martinez from the Pension Group can help you make sense of what these rate changes mean for your retirement. For more than two decades, Mike and his team have helped hundreds of associates make sense of their pension options. Remember, when it comes to these rates, timing is everything. Don't delay. Your retirement deadline is March 1st and is quickly approaching, and you only have a limited time to make the best choice for your retirement. Call Mike today to schedule a complimentary consultation or attend an informational workshop. 844-492-4600. 844-492-4600. Investment advisory services offered through the Pension Group.
I love hearing about the weather.
It keeps me updated accurately.
More in-depth and truthful.
We heard from you, WHIO listeners, and we are not slowing down as we continue to bring you news that affects you and the Miami Valley. You have told us how important breaking local news, weather, and traffic is to you, and we will continue to provide the latest 24/7. You can trust me, Larry Hanskin, host of Miami Valley's Morning News and the voice of the Flyers on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. I've been here for over 37 years, and I'd like to think I've earned your trust.
This is Clark Howard here on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. You own an Amazon Echo? When you get home, tell Alexa to play WHIO.
It's an Ask the Experts weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
And thanks for sticking with us here on Auto Talk. Dave and I are here every Saturday at noon to help serve the community, answering your questions about your vehicle needs and just curious things that you have. I know that you can email Dave at any time, dave@murphysautocare.com. He's happy to answer your question. You check out our Facebook page. We have interesting questions, and you know, some of your blog content is on the Facebook page, and right, the cool videos that you do in the shop. I'll tell you, I never in my life did I think I would have so many interesting things to see at the shop. It's just...
it wasn't really what you designed to do.
There's just always something. There's always something. So thanks, everybody, for tuning in. And we have a lot more to talk about here today. And we want to thank our friends at Indian Lake who join us to listen to the show all the time.
Hello, everybody up there.
And welcome, everybody.
Absolutely. You know, one of the things I've been wanting to share with people is I'm always scanning information about recalls on vehicles. And when you bring your vehicle to us, we research every vehicle just to check and see if there's any open recalls on a vehicle that's in for service, just to help people be more aware. But I just wanted to share a couple of these, a few that are concerning. So Ford recently has recalled 2 million trucks due to a seatbelt fire issue. I'm sure if you own this F-150, it's model years 15 through 18, you should have received some information about this to get it in, to get it serviced. Chrysler recalling vans, recalling 200,000 SUVs because of spongy brakes. They have an issue that needs to be rectified. Also, it's covering the Dodge Journey and the 2019 Jeep Cherokee, as well as a couple other vehicles, the Jeep Compass as well. Spongy brake issues here. We're talking a couple hundred thousand. We'll move over to General Motors now. Pickups and SUVs, again, over brake issues. This is 41,000 trucks, police and sport vehicles. Just the list goes on and on. Here's another one from GM with 240,000 vehicles to fix the rear brake issue on it. And the next one on the list is GM recalls 1.2 million over a power steering issue. I've got more to tell you about, but I'm not going. I think you're getting the message here, folks. Buy a new car and plan to take it back because they've got to keep working on it.
Or just take care of the car you have and
exactly.
Take it in for regular inspections and regular service. And, you know, your local certified technician can keep a good eye on those things as you're driving so that they don't pop up on you. I know at Murphy's Auto Care, we also check for recalls and technical service bulletins when you bring your car in so that you're informed. We believe it's our duty to inform you of everything that's going on with your car that we are aware of and that we know about, the things that we see. We just want you to know about them. It doesn't mean everything's a top priority to get it fixed, but awareness is key. You know, what should be fixed now? What can wait a little bit? Especially the safety issues, they're more of a first
always
agenda.
Top. They're the top priority is safety. Safety concerns when we prioritize vehicle service and repairs. You know, I want to just make a kind of jump in there. Our industry has developed a bad habit, I will say this, over many, many years of vehicles go in for service. Whoever it is dealing with them only deals with what you brought your car in for. And the reason they do that is because they are concerned that perhaps consumers will think they are digging, looking for other repairs. And in some cases, that's been the case. Obviously, there are shops that have done that over the years.
And there are consumers who only want their original request
right
addressed. But we see that. We can address your original request, what you brought it in for. But just like when you go to the doctor, they're going to weigh you. They're going to take your blood pressure. They're going to listen to you breathe.
That's right.
Whether you're in there for poison ivy or a cold, it doesn't matter. They're going to do this regular checkup while you're there because it's their job to look at your overall health. And it's
exactly.
And it's our job. We believe it's our job to look at your vehicle's overall health.
Absolutely.
And make you aware of that in addition to that original request.
Yeah, it's never a pressure, and it never should be pressure. We believe in having, that's the kind of relationship we want, is an educational, informative relationship that we, and I believe most repair businesses, want to have with their customers. Because informed people then do make better decisions. You know, we were talking during the break also about extended warranties on vehicles. And I think you made a good point, Jan, if you want to cover that quickly.
Well, it's a good time to do a pre-expiration inspection. I mean, think about the money that is spent on these extended warranties to give everybody peace of mind.
Right.
And then it only comes up when you need something, some major repair or something like that. That's fine. But check your paperwork and get your car in for an inspection before that extended warranty expires. Because, you know, I think it'll save you money in the long run.
Oh, will. And, you know, there's different levels of inspections, and that's what part of what we wanted to talk about. So anytime we see a vehicle, and you've heard us, if you're a longtime listener, talk about the digital inspection that we perform. And that means that all of our technicians in our shop operate on iPads. They have a preset inspection that they run every time they see your vehicle's in, and we chronicle that, and we compare it to the past. And we always email that to you because you're going to see at least 25 to 35 pictures that we take every time
your car.
That's right. So that you have this ongoing history and ongoing awareness of where your vehicle's health stands, right? So that's our normal vehicle inspection. But we also do pre-purchase inspections. And we can't stress this enough. If you're purchasing a vehicle that is a used vehicle, whether it's from a dealership, whether it's a certified vehicle, whether it's from a private owner, please have your vehicle pre-purchase inspected by someone who's qualified to do that. We find many, many issues on vehicles that either dissuade that individual from purchasing that car because they just don't want to deal with that, or it's also leverage to hopefully just get a little better deal on the vehicle and so that you don't overspend on it. To that point, that in itself is a separate type of inspection. One of the things we add to that is an engine oil and transmission oil analysis. We're the one of only four shops in the United States that can do that. We use a piece of equipment called a microlab built by Spectro Scientific.
And it's while you wait.
I mean, if you want to get a pre-purchase inspection, you can plan on the vehicle being a couple of hours for our technician to thoroughly go over this vehicle. You're going to have so much information, you'll truly be informed about the vehicle. And, we have other sources to look into previous service history that you may or may not be aware of, which is very helpful. So that's a secondary type of inspection. The third type of inspection we do is the inspection for a vehicle that may be coming off of its extended warranty, which you were mentioning, Jan. And that inspection itself is also going to include, we would recommend that it includes the engine and transmission oil analysis as well, because you're basically getting ready to go out now on your own without any warranty protection on your vehicle. And so we certainly want you to know what to expect.
Well, and chances are you spent a decent amount of money on that extended warranty to get the peace of mind. And that's very understandable. People just want peace of mind. They don't want big surprises. So don't let yourself get a big surprise and realize that when your car breaks down or you have a problem, oh, by the way, my warranty just expired.
Exactly.
So go ahead and schedule that appointment. You can give us a call at 426-AUTO or 426-2886. We do those types of inspections all the time. And our managers, Brian or Ryan or Eric, can help you out, get you scheduled. You can also request an appointment by going to murphysautocare.com.
Absolutely. Those inspections are so critical. And you mentioned peace of mind, right? I can't speak to that enough because that's what really everybody wants. They want to know they get in their car, it starts, they go about their life. That's peace of mind, right? To know that. So another great way to add peace of mind, especially on a vehicle that's coming out of its warranty period, is to find a great shop that uses BG products. We've been using BG Automotive products for many years in our shop, but here's the reason. You maybe spent $1,000, $2,000, $3,000 for an extended warranty on a vehicle, and it's served you well, but that's about ready to expire. The vehicle's probably also around 50,000 miles, maybe 60 or 75,000, whatever that may be. That's the perfect time to have the fluids changed in your vehicle. And if you're using BG products, BG adds warranty to all the major components, like the engine, the transmission, the power steering system, if it doesn't utilize an electric power steering, the cooling system, and the brake system.
And what kind of warranties are they having?
So if you catch this and have the, let's say you are having the transmission flush, the fluid, by 75,000 or by 50,000 miles, I should say, you're going to add an extra $4,000 worth of coverage to the transmission going forward for the lifetime of
it. By having it serviced.
Purely by having it flushed.
At that scheduled interval.
That's right. That's all you had to do. The only requirement from BG is that you have it flushed again in 2 years. So if you do it every 2 years or 30,000 miles,
that warranty
carries on through the life of that vehicle. And I have to tell you, if you get to 250,000 miles on your vehicle and you start to have a transmission problem, BG is there behind you with up to $4,000 of coverage, and they don't squabble over it. I've had a lot of experiences over the years with extended warranty companies, and my experience typically is when there's a transmission failure internally, they will only pay to replace the components that broke. They will not replace a transmission. So it's really important if you have an extended warranty to understand what it is they will and will not cover. And I would recommend.
We can help people with that.
Absolutely. We consult on that all the time. So if you're considering purchasing a used vehicle, before you sign or agree to it, get a copy of it, take it to your professional service provider or give us a call. Ask us to. We'll look at it and we'll tell you if it's really worth the paper it's written on, because many of those are not. So extended warranties, that's where they stand at. But we really wanted to cover that topic with you as far as peace of mind and how to get there.
So I want to backtrack a little bit.
Sure.
I know earlier in the show we were talking about batteries, and I know in the shop this week we had some people asking about alternator testing tips.
Alternator.
Not alternator.
Nah.
I hear so many people say alternator.
Alternator. However you pronounce
There's
it.
There's another R in there. Alternator.
Yeah, you know, it used to be called a generator. So some testing tips.
Like on the Model T?
Yeah, absolutely.
Really?
Alternators. For those of you that aren't familiar with what an alternator does, it is what the unit that recharges the battery. All the power to supply all of the accessories on your vehicle comes from the battery, not from the alternator. The alternator is the recharging unit. So the alternator can be misdiagnosed very easily. And in our industry, it's very, very common to have a vehicle come in. Perhaps it's got a dead or low battery, or the car won't start, or it has a slow cranking condition, and the battery will be tested. And unfortunately, this can happen twofold. The battery can be tested, the technician decides the battery's bad, he puts a loaner battery in the vehicle, he doesn't see the proper charging voltage because he only runs one test on it, and now he condemns an alternator as well. So it's very important, and I'll say this happens also very frequently at parts houses, big box part houses. You'll get the car jumped or you start it and you get it to the big box parts house.
Dollar store,
there you go. They'll run their inconclusive tests on it, because let's face it, what's their business model? Sell you parts, right? So they sell you a basket full of parts, and the car's still not fixed properly. So if you've been following Auto Talk and you know about Murphy's Auto Care, you know that our guiding principle is that we test, not guess. So we're going to test things, and any great technicians, great shops, that's their guiding principle too. They're going to test things, test it to the best of their ability and the best of their capabilities with their equipment. But, as far as tips go, got to start out, first of all, with alternators and know that one test, which is a typical voltage test, is not the end-all, be-all, right? A couple of other tips. You need to know, you have to have information about the vehicle's entire charging system. Professional service providers have that at their fingertips. And I'll tell you what, we're going to run to a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to wrap up how to properly test your alternator. or at least how to talk properly to your technician.
Stick
and find
with
out
us.
If he's been testing it properly.
We'll be right back.
So stick right with us.
It's an Ask the Experts weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Bureaucrats from the Department of Health and Human Services are pushing a plan to rewrite Medicare Part B that puts the health care for America's sickest seniors in serious jeopardy. The HHS plan, pulled from the Bernie Sanders healthcare playbook, would change Medicare to be more like socialized healthcare schemes in Europe, with government price fixing and access restrictions. If Congress doesn't block this dangerous plan, seniors' access to new treatments would be reduced, the search for new cures would be delayed, and American medical innovation would stall. Conservatives and seniors know that Senator Rob Portman will fight for free market solutions. Call Senator Portman today at 202-224-3121. Urge him to fight to reject price fixing in Medicare Part B. Learn more at rejectpricecontrols.org. Paid for by the American Conservative Union.
Hi, this is Larry Hanskin for Integrity Water Solutions in my Kinetico system. My Kinetico softener I've had for over 10 years. It's still working great. And since it doesn't regenerate in the middle of the night, I always have soft water for my shower no matter how early I wake up. We've also got the Kinetico drinking water system. You know, everything starts with the water, and it's the whole house approach that sets Integrity Water Solutions apart from the rest. Give them a call today at 320-7460. 320-7460, Integrity Water Solutions.
Thanks to you, Ohio's Hospice of Dayton has been delivering the best end-of-life care to our community and grief counseling to our patients and families for nearly 40 years. Your support enables us to celebrate life every day with our patients and families. As your non-for-profit hospice, we rely on your support. Your donation helps people you know and love. To make a tax-deductible contribution or support our mission, visit hospiceofdayton.org today. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Dave from Murphy's Auto Care and your host of Auto Talk. I'd like to talk to you about donating your vehicle to the Goodwill Auto Auction GEM Project. Murphy's Auto Care and Toma Body Shop have teamed up to restore three vehicles donated to the Goodwill Auto Auction this year. Your donation funds over 40 programs helping more than 20,000 Miami Valley residents become independent. It's also a great tax deduction, and one call is all it takes. To donate, call 228-2886 or go online to goodwilldaytonauto.com.
A cloudy day expected for our Saturday today and chilly as well. Temperatures only reaching 37 for the high. A breeze should gradually calm down as the day goes on. Tonight, we're looking at partly cloudy skies and a low temperature dropping to 27 degrees. Mostly sunny for Sunday with a high temperature lifting to 41. I'm meteorologist Jesse Mag on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
It's an Ask the Experts weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Thanks for sticking with us. We've had a really quick hour here on Auto Talk. We've got a few things to wrap up. And what were we talking about before the break?
How to properly, you know, alternator testing tips. Not that everybody who listens to our show is going to go test their own alternator, but, you know, it's important to know that when you roll in with your vehicle or it gets towed in, your technician needs to stop, get all the information, and properly test the charging system. And where we left off with that was just one test is not necessarily enough to determine or condemn an alternator. Also, information is critical. That's the number one tool professional automotive technicians use anymore, and it has been for 20-some years, the amount of information that we have to have at our fingertips. So understanding the system, number two. Number three, all right, extra grounds, extra ground connections, extra even just connecting other accessories to the battery is a very, very bad idea. We see this all the time. We see vehicles come in, they've had an audio system added, they've had cameras added, they've had all kinds of things added, and whether that was a do-it-yourself addition or someone added it for them, they'll go directly to the battery positive and the battery negative. That system was not built ever to have it set up that way. There is a proper way to do that, and that's typically by using alternate connectors. There's other ways to get in using relays and, of course, always having fuses in line. But that needs to be professionally done so it doesn't alter the architecture of the electrical system on the vehicle. Load testing. Also, this is something that's done, and I've seen this done, you know, by technicians many, many times. You don't want to do a heavy load test on the charging system to see what its total output is at idle. You've got to get the alternator and the engine up to about 2,500 RPMs to run those tests to see if it's capable of recharging the battery, but also to keep the alternator cool so we don't damage it during the test because it generates a lot of heat. Got a couple other things just to mention. Also, late model alternators. All right, this is new for a lot of folks. Maybe, they, you know, if you haven't changed an alternator on your car for 20 years, decoupling pulleys, overrunning pulleys. The actual pulley on an alternator on most vehicles, or many vehicles, I should say now, is actually an overrunning clutch, which means it stops rolling. So just some things to be aware of. Get it to a professional. That's the best way to get your car fixed properly.
Yep, that's a lot of good information today. I think today's show went super fast. I do want to thank our sponsors. They bring us Auto Talk every week. That's BG Automotive Products, as we spoke about before. Also, KOI Auto Parts, the professional's choice. We want to thank them for their sponsorship. And then Mike's Car Wash. I love Mike's Car Wash. Their people are fast, friendly, professional. They just do a wonderful job every time I go through Mike's. Mike's is open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., three convenient locations here in the Miami Valley. And please keep in mind, wash books make a great gift. I love buying wash books.
Absolutely.
You can stick them in a card, a graduation card, a birthday card. It's just a nice little pleasant surprise.
That's a great way to save money on keeping your car clean.
It is. So our partner, Goodwill Auto Auction, consider donating a vehicle, motorcycle, boat, anything. They take care of everything for you, and all the proceeds stay right here in the Miami Valley to help people in need right here in our neighborhoods. Goodwill Auto Auction, that's 228-AUTO. You can call. They'll handle all the paperwork for you. Or you can log on to goodwilldaytonauto.com. And I'll tell you what,
donate your vehicle, please.
That's right. We're going to be here every Saturday at 12. Thanks for tuning in today, and you stay safe out there.
Absolutely. Take care.
It's an Ask the Experts weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.